Hello and welcome to another episode of the Thought Leadership Podcast and Speak Your Legacy series. And in this series, we are interviewing some of my favorite change makers, innovators, organizations, not-for-profit organization, leadership organizations, and different companies that are creating beautiful, beautiful businesses in the world. And today I'm here with Monica Young, that is the head of curation and community for one of my favorite, all-time favorite organization called the House of Beautiful Business. Welcome on the show, Monica.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. Monica, can you tell a bit more about the House of Beautiful Business before we dive right into the topic of today, which is legacy?
Yes, happy to. So the House of Beautiful Business is an idea and a community that seeks to make the shift from business as usual to business that is beautiful. And it really started as an idea born in a book that one of our co-founders, Tim Lebrecht, wrote called The Business Romantic in 2015, where he sort of created an antidote, if you will, to the very much, I mean, Silicon Valley influenced mindset and culture of basing business primarily on quantifying things, everything really, on efficiency, on exponential growth and extracting value, and countering that with the idea of drawing from the arts and humanities and bringing in romanticism and looking at that. So making a case for everything that cannot be quantified, such as beauty and the aesthetics overall and emotions, the full range of it, not only, you know, what we call toxic positivity now in modern culture, but also looking at negative emotions and the full spectrum of the humankind, and also looking at ethics and inclusivity, diversity, all of these principles that we're trying to bring in to the forefront by saying business can and must become beautiful and not only efficient and all of these other things. So that's how it started. And then we gathered a few hundred people in Lisbon, in Portugal, in 2017 to see, does this resonate, this idea of beautiful business, a different kind of future for business and tech and humanity that is more positive and brave and invites radical ideas on across disciplines. And it did. And more people started coming to these gatherings. So we hosted a few of them, and they grew over the course of the years up until 2019, where we gathered 700 people, also in Lisbon, always in the fall, in a space and an experience, really, where people would be inspired and learn from not only their cognitive selves, but also from the heart and the soul, and would connect in that way to figure out, you know, what does it mean for me as a person in my personal life and in my professional career as a leader, as a change maker, to make business more beautiful? And also, what does it mean on an organizational level, and how does business play a different kind of role in society? So fast forward into 2020, then we basically expanded into the virtual realm and the digital space, have then introduced our membership program, which is called the House Residency, last year, to create a simple entryway for anyone who wants to take part and sort of resonates with the idea of beautiful business to become a member. So a house resident of the house takes part in a year-long program of content and experiences online, but also in person. So we still host our main gathering as part of it all, but it has sort of an ongoing digital track that really helps the community to be and stay connected. And that's sort of where we are right now. And also with the years, the idea of beautiful business has been growing, I think, and it has been expanding. And now I think we're at a really interesting point where, you know, with the great resignation or a great reshuffling, however you want to call it, it's a structural change, or changes that have been ongoing, for people to reconsider, how do I want to work? How do I want to do business? And what is the new responsibility, maybe also for business to act and make change, because it's such a powerful vehicle, society at large.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yes, the House of Beautiful Business, the beautiful that you mentioned and the values you already mentioned that came up from the very beginning with the founders are very clear, and that the legacy is very clear to me and I guess also for their audience. What I would love to hear is also about your Monica, because as if we take it from that direction, go a bit more personal on your part of being part of the House of Beautiful Business, what is the legacy that you are here to create within the organization when it comes to creation, when it comes to community?
Yeah, so I myself came to the house as a participant, actually, and by more or less a serendipitous encounter in my work then that I did. So I entered the house really with a curious mind, not knowing what I was up for, what I signed up for, and being, entirely mind blown, and also my soul really resonated with everything that was presented there from the diversity of ideas, and also the courage and the inspiration of other people. So I then joined a year later, first as freelancer, try to, make my way into the house more and more, like opening a door. Mm. And then really saying in the 2018 gathering, I still remember this distinctive moment where I just had a conversation with myself, very brief one, and just checking in and saying, this is it. This is where I want to be, and these are the people that I want to surround myself with. I feel like I can really grow here. I can learn. I feel challenged intellectually, emotionally, all of that to bring something that I still, couldn't define like what it is exactly, but I somehow belong here, I think. So now I'm with the house for almost 4 years. And in my role, that then has evolved to, yes, curation, so programming, choosing the topics, the contributors, and communities, so really nurturing the intimacy, the connections, and the knowledge, and everything else that cannot be described, that the individuals bring to the house and really make the house, is what I'm trying to contribute. I'm trying to create that space, whether it is in the spirit of beautiful business, how it gets manifested, whether it is virtual, in person, or comes through a piece of content, a piece of thought, an idea, where people who usually don't come together come together and meet and think more deeply about some of the issues that we are all facing, and through that also meeting perhaps with a different side of themselves, and hopefully finding their way to more truthfulness and their truer self, that they can tap into and share with their communities.
Wonderful. So there is a ripple effect of them coming into this space and then bringing that back to their organizations or their own communities as well. That's a wonderful kind of line to the back into the world as we are entering the virtual or physical world that we are part of. And I'd love to hear, as you mentioned, you've been part of it for 4 years now, and I can imagine that there's a lot of change that has occurred, in the whole world, but also within the organization. Could you share a bit of your stories or insight that you've had so far of the creation or the community part or both that has evolved with you, that has evolved maybe some understanding of something that we can also learn as a community for the ones who are listening and watching, who are also leading their own communities within their own space? What can we learn from the House of Beautiful Business when it comes to creating curation, creating community?
Yeah, so I think for curation, when we first started, the tagline was sort of humanizing business in an age of machines. That in 2017, and then with the techlash and everything, and starting sort of, especially in Silicon Valley, breakdown of those some of those values and looking behind the below the surface, of these structures and what they've created was very much timely and relevant at the time. Still is in a different context now, mm-hmm. But we've always, so there's no, for example, in our programming, we don't have a calendar that looks at specific topics of like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about in July or October. This is something relevant for next year. What we're trying to do, and we're trying to do is really to look at both current events, like what is happening in the world, but also how does the world feel right now? And it might sound a little bit, you know, fuzzy, like what do you mean? But what is the current sentiment of our community? What is the type of, not only what are the topics, but which angle can we pick and present and expand that is perhaps not covered yet in other mainstream narratives or media that might be surprising, that might uncover a different kind of way of looking at an issue, and that also speaks to where people are right now in their lives. So this is definitely something that we're always trying to keep in sync with, rather than having sort of a laid on structure and following something and then not thinking about it, repeating things and just like, you know, making it too comfortable for us. So in that sense, we're always trying to challenge ourselves as well, make it fresh and exciting for us. So if there's no, you know, energy behind a program or a topic where we also feel like, oh, that's kind of, you know, feels a little bit unsafe, but brave and interesting and relevant.
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't do it. So that to the programming part. And that's something that we're continuously trying to do. And I think now also looking back at where we started, trying to more actively bring in contributors and collaborators as well to co-create these programs. So yeah. One of the latest ones is, we call them Beautiful Business Trips, which are online learning experiences where we partner with specific contributors to say, let's do this together. Let's evolve, you know, and create this content together. They bring large parts of the content and the knowledge, and we together create an experience that is sensuous, that is exciting, that speaks to all of this, the mind, the body, the soul level, includes embodiment and all of these things. So yeah, that's definitely an evolution to both from the themes and the topics and the type of experience and how we curate and how we program. And in terms of the community, I mean, the largest shift of course was that we really started as a exclusive in-person gathering for a specific group of people that largely grew out of our personal networks, just because we, you know, started like that, then it grew, you know, through word of mouth mostly, and it's still the most powerful vehicle. It's not like putting you know, money behind digital advertising only, but rather people finding other people and saying, hey, you should totally come to the house. You would totally resonate with this because it's kind of, you know, up your alley maybe. So I think in light of that, in terms of community growth, we in 2020 really felt the potential of so many more people that we can reach. And not only that we want to reach them, but that they feel you know, interested and excited about the idea and are curious. So that was definitely a shift for us in rethinking how do we bring some of these principles that really work well in the in-person gatherings that we've learned and honed in on to the online space, and at the same time not trying to replicate anything, but create a distinctive online experience that also transcends into different spaces, even though obviously it has its constraints, such as, I mean, the in-person or physical world has as well. Mm-hmm. So that has definitely been a change and a good challenge for us to keep in terms of growing the community and still keeping this intimacy and level of connection and depth. Yeah. Though it's becoming more and more people, which is great. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. So to come back to the curation part, I want to make a link as well for the ones watching and listening, as this is as a community working with the embodiment, working with what's happening right now, being so in tune with what is actually present for our community, what is present in the world, to link that to our work with my co-founder and life partner. We've been doing facilitation for 12 years, and actually we are ourselves are stepping more and more since the last two, three years into this, what is relevant, what is present. So it's almost like you have a toolbox, you know, and throughout the years we have our programs, we have our trainings, we have our tools, and it's almost like we sit every week and we sit down and we reflect and we meditate and we go for a walk and just feel into what is relevant on the weekly level, but also on what is the next program. So we don't plan that for the year. Nobody can come and see the 12 months ahead. This is the programs we are running. It's always what's going on right now, what's happening. And then we bring out the tools that makes the most sense in alignment with what is going on in the world. And I do feel that as the world is shifting so rapidly, it requires for organizations and companies and communities to be, I would not call it pivoting and being so, you know, it's not about that. It's more about in tune and being in alignment in what's going on. And secondly, coming back to regenerative leadership, where we work with the seasons as well. Like in summer, we're not doing the same things in summer as we are doing in winter. And there's so much signs that can give us, is that being in our head and thinking, what should I do next? If we just sit down and think, what do we need? And I want to link that back to Jim Carrey, when he talks about Jim and Andy in his documentary that I absolutely love. And he talks about, you know, how he became Jim Carrey, and he saw the audience. And then it was this question of what do they want? And therefore I have to become it. And that was a huge eye opener for me in how I show up as a facilitator speaker, is that, what do I need? How can I become that? How can I embody that? And from that overflow, how can I give back to my community? And then what makes sense for me, it might resonate at least for one person, which is me. And therefore I can then overflow. And I want to give that as an example for to really talk about different ways we can do this work with curation, that can be on so many levels much more relevant. And that's when it feels home. We come into, and I know from my own experience being part now with the House of Beautiful Business, joining some of the circles, that it felt so fresh and so in tune and so embodied and so aligned for the specific moment in time, that it felt completely natural, that there was now no disconnection from the world. And that is something we need more and more of. Would you like to add something on that?
Thank you, first of all, for saying that. That's really great to hear, and grateful for that. Yeah, absolutely. I think that making sense through sensing is sort of what I was thinking while you were talking. Sensing, picking up different energies and drawing from different kinds of knowing and knowledge and intelligences. So not only what we define more traditionally in intelligence, but also the somatic intelligence, right? You talk about the body and drawing from, I mean, indigenous and ancient wisdom is another one. And as many people and voices as possible that we can bring in, the better. And it's not about who's the most intelligent person in the room or what's the smartest way to frame this topic. It's exactly what you said, is like, what is the most relevant, but also curious and perhaps not represented yet angle that we can take on a subject that might not be, you know, might have been around for years and years, but it's a different way of approaching it. And then I think creating an experience that brings you into that state where you can actually make sense through sensing.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes. And the second part you talked about was the community, and that the community is a lot about the curiosity and bringing your friend with you. And it's almost like I'm seeing that, you know, everyone knows about it, they've heard about it, and it's almost, hey, you should join, you should come. So there is this feeling, if you come back to the idea of the house, that there's the door is open but it's almost like you have to look for the door to find the door. So can you talk a bit more about how you approach it? Because you mentioned that you have ads and you have a website, and there is an open policy for the ones who feel that there is no inquiries of who you have to be to join, but there's still this feeling. And how have you been able to create this feeling of intimacy that you have as the House of Beautiful Business?
I think the idea of Beautiful Business and the mission is a very strong and distinctive one that we are trying to express also with specific words that we use and the language. And I do think that is a draw for people who are already, you know, kind of trying to be more attuned with this type of narrative and are looking for other ways how things can be done and feel this little itch maybe inside of themselves, but they don't really know where to find it or that they're actually looking for it. Not even that. But I think that's definitely one of the things that draws people is the language, and also I'm including also visual language and how we are trying to build the house digitally, right? As a brand. I mean, it's all part of that for sure. And we have then different entryways for people, whether it's through our newsletter, so the beauty shot, to get in touch with, like, okay, what are they talking about? How are they talking about topics? And at the same time creating free ways for people to just look, you know, take a peek into the house through open sessions that are public, that are free, that you can just join again online. And those are great ways for us to for us and for those people, I think, to get a first sense and then a second and maybe a third, and just say, like, okay, does this resonate with me? You know, how does this make me feel? And then hopefully enter the house entirely and give it a try. And I think through these ways, like a distinctive language and also an embodiment of how we design those experiences, we can, we're trying to make the house approachable, I think, and open for people to explore. And another part for sure are the community members. I mean, we have a group of now 1,500 residents overall across like more than 150 cities, so spread around, but still, of course, comparatively small, right? I mean, the larger regions, over 10K of like followers and people who are like in the, you know, on the peripheries as well. But we have a very strong core of community members, residents who have been with the house maybe since the very beginning and have made this journey with us, or more recently, are very keen to take this idea of Beautiful Business and bring it further, spread it, share it, and invite more people into the house, whether that is through local activations or just by simply sharing, you know, an idea or something, hey, you should check this out. So in that sense, this is really a collaborative effort of keeping this intimacy and inviting the people in, and more so, we hope, that might resonate with this idea without putting on, you know, constraints or entry requirements or so. But it's really more on the human level, I guess, and on the community level, which is also, I think, the direction that we're pursuing now of saying, how can we give you even more agency and ownership to a certain extent as we're progressing more into this decentralized way of organizing, of understanding that everything is part of a larger ecosystem of ecosystems, and give people the allowance to say that, you know the house, you know, and you are the house. So why don't you carry it forward and open it up to other people and invite them as well?
Yes. You are the house. And how beautiful is that when you have the House of Beautiful Business, and somehow we all have a House of Beautiful Business if we are going to more conscious aligned business models, either it is for profit, not for profit communities. And I love the idea that we are the house, so we get to be part of that as being a contributor and co-creator, co-elevator of the vision of the mission within the space, but also within the bigger space that is the ecosystem that is kind of creating a ripple effect of what we are doing. And I have really enjoyed this conversation with you, Monica, and I have really enjoyed discovering more of how you reflect and how you co-create and curate this beautiful space that you are holding with the co-founders and with the other team members and with the, of course, with the 1,500 residents. It has been a true pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time today with me and also with everyone who listened and watched this episode, who are discovering, having their own sneak peek into the world of House of Beautiful Business. Would you like to share a bit how we can go deep and how we can discover more about this world?
Yeah, sure. And thank you as well for inviting and creating such a space for such a conversation. Yes, so subscribe to The Beauty Shot, which is our weekly newsletter, and always looks at a specific topic, dives deep, and also gives you ways into experiences or events that we're hosting for free. And then hopefully you'll join as a resident, which is like the membership year long that we offer for ongoing program and really getting in touch with the people who are like-minded and unlike-minded from different worlds that really make the house. And the third thing that I would mention is our main gathering, which is how we started really in 2017. Always in Lisbon. We're going to host it next year in June, 2nd to 5th of June in 2023 in Sintra, so a little dreamy town near Lisbon in Portugal. And the theme is the_dream. So you insert what's missing and you can join that too.
Amazing. Monica, we will share the links below so everyone can find you and find more about the house. Thank you so much again. Thank you everyone who watched and listened. And I would like to leave you with the question of how can you create? How can you take away things from today, capsules of wisdom and insight, and insert that into your own dream and insert that into your own house? Because there's so many wisdom, so many glimpses of ideas that were shared today that are actually very actionable and very much that we can start embody, that we can start play with our own organizations, with our own communities. I invite you not only get inspired, but also play with how it feels to step more into that type of organization, if that feels right for you. So thank you all. Thank you, Monica, and I'll see you next time.